Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Hey, great to have your company this hump day. And for those of you who don't know hump day, of course, it's Wednesday. For you, it's time to take 25. Just stop whatever you're doing and just take a moment. Pour yourself a cuppa, relax, and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
Somebody left.
another great song. I kind of like that song. And it reminds me of, you know, about people getting up and dancing. And I don't think New Zealanders are great dancers. I think we might have talked about this before, actually. I know you get up and dance. And looking at you today, Irene, I think you've been out dancing all night.
I love dancing. I think there's nothing wrong with everybody getting up and dancing. And how dare you say New Zealanders aren't good dancers? What a shocking thing to say.
Oh, we don't like dancing. We have to be forced to get up and dance half the time.
Speak for yourself, woman. You haven't been out to a nightclub for a while. I was out last night, and that's why I'm sounding a little bit croaky today. You've got to sing really loud to be able to sing over the sound of the music in a nightclub and the racket that goes on in a nightclub, and my throat is so sore today, it's not funny. But this is better than having the cold like I had last week.
So. Absolutely. There you go. So you got over that and you just went out and partied, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's the best way.
Yeah,
well, remember
true.
The days when you used to go out and have hot rum or something many years ago to get rid of your cold? And it always worked. You felt terrible the next day and you're worrying about the alcohol, not the cold, and you're over it.
So. Yeah, hot toddy.
We're too self-indulgent today. Everybody's sick. Oh. Everybody goes sick and it's like, no, you're not. You're just a bit off colour.
So
get
here we are
it.
In the middle of winter. We've got to get out. We've got to, we've got to get out and party.
And dance. Didn't you watch Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, Irene, for goodness sakes.
Oh, come on. You can fast forward through all the crap if you just
well, I'll be fast forwarding through the whole program.
But the dancing is the good part. And look, you get this guy, Manu, this league player who doesn't know how to do anything but hip-hop or something. And he's waltzing, and I mean, it's absolutely brilliant. It was absolutely amazing. He well deserved to win last week.
I will take your word for that. I think probably the only time that I remember the feeling of dancing, and it must have been quite special because I was pretty drunk, and I admit that, and it was in Hungary, actually, and it was down in the wine cellars, and when you have tasting wine in the wine cellars in Hungary, it's not just a wee little dram.
you
get a glass full.
Right.
And I do remember this old Hungarian chap who got me up dancing. And I must say, to this day, and I mean, this was years and years and years ago, but to this day, I can still feel being twirled around and that feeling of, I presume, what people get from dance.
Mm. Right, so what you're struggling to say was it was a really happy, joyous feeling?
Yes, it was, but trying to get that again? Nah. I can't. I've got two left feet. I just wouldn't even know where to start. And then when you just stand there and jiggle, you look like an idiot anyway.
It's putting the importance on the way you feel and not about the look or anything else. I have an English friend who cannot... He sings his heart off all the time and he cannot sing a note in tune. He dances away every time we go anywhere and he can't sing a note in tune. He can't stay in time to any rhythm of any sort whatsoever. He has the greatest time. He puts the emphasis on the enjoyment he gets out of it and the enjoyment he gives other people watching him.
Well, I could imagine. That would probably be, that would probably be the enjoyment. Mine would be the enjoyment other people got, I think, out of that. But, you know, it was actually interesting because I was asked to MC an event a couple of weeks ago, and one of the instructions I got is that she wanted people up and dancing. Now, this was an accountant that was putting on the do for a thank you for her clients. So I was like, well, how on earth do I get people up and dancing? And, you know, but it was something that she'd always dreamed of because she loves dancing and she's actually from South Africa and they dance a lot. Mm. And that is one thing she said she's really missed here in New Zealand because there's no kind of dance clubs you kind of go to, or not that she's found, not like they used to back home. So, you know, she decided she wanted everybody up and dancing. And so it was a night of celebration, you know, and thank yous and everything else. And so I ended up doing this little activity and it was actually a counting bingo of all things. There you go. It worked. However, it worked in this context.
They got dancing?
Not quite yet. But what I did is I got the winners up, the whole table, because they did it in groups. So whoever won, I got them up and kind of gave them a box of chocolates, you know. Who came second? I got all of them up. Who came third? I got all of them up. And then I thought, actually, I need all of you up here. So I actually had everybody standing on the dance floor. And then I kind of said, right, now let's get into just get into lines for me. I tried to form two lines. Oh my gosh, people can't count. Anyway, we ended up having four lines. I said, right, now can I ask you all to take two steps back? And the guy that was, he goes, Mariska, I've got that. He said to me earlier, I've got that song. What is it? Take two steps back, roundabout, whatever. So he started playing that. And someone goes, oh my gosh, we're going to be doing this dance, aren't we? And he started, and everybody else started dancing.
Everybody will grab every opportunity they can to get up and dance. They do.
Well, half people of them are just stood so there shy. And watched. And by the second song, they all decided to jiggle. So, you know, but I thought if I hadn't have got them up, if I'd said to them, hey, come on, let's do, you know, a bit of dancing, I could guarantee you not many of them would have come up.
They wouldn't have, because you say that, let's do it, and they all sit there and they look at each other and everybody's too shy and then nobody gets up, and it sort of puts the focus on that one person who does get up, so it makes it really hard for that person. But if it's just music and one person gets up, I mean, I have embarrassed my granddaughter so many times by going to functions and the music's playing and everybody's sitting down at their tables and eating their food and drinking their wine and live band, whatever, nobody gets on the dance floor.
But
they wait until they're all drunk about 11 o'clock at night, and then they've got 1 hour only of music left before the band finishes playing, and they all go, oh gosh, it's too early, I'm really enjoying dancing. So 9 o'clock at night, I'm up there on the dance floor, booging away. I'll say to the band, go and play some salsa or some rock and roll or something that people can dance to. And the grandkids will go, oh man, that's such old music. I said, well, you play yours, nobody will get up. Play mine, everybody will get up. I have everybody on the dance floor in half an hour. They get embarrassed watching me dancing on my own, so they have to get up there.
Isn't that interesting? Bit of peer pressure there. Mm-hmm. But I think you're right. I think the music also is so important to get people up and dancing. Well, we might actually put on a bit of music saying that, and well, we might try and find a track there where we can wiggle our hips and tap our toes.
Do we have any salsa?
And I realize if you ask me how I'm doing, I would say I'm doing just fine. I would lie and say that you're not on my mind. But I go out and I sit down at a table set for two. And finally I'm forced to face the truth. No matter what, not over you. Not over you. Damn, damn girl, you do it well. And I thought you were innocent. Took his heart and put it to hell. But still you're magnificent. I'm a boomerang. Doesn't matter how you throw me. Turn around and I'm back in the game, even better than the old me. But I'm not even close without you. If you ask me how I'm doing, I would say I'm doing just fine. I would lie and say that you're not. Not over you.
till then. If you ask me how I'm doing, I would say I'm doing just fine. I would lie and say that you're not on my mind. But I go
okay, well, it wasn't salsa, but it was close enough. It made me wiggle my hips anyway.
I'll settle for wiggling hips, but not close enough, okay.
So that was weird, you know, as I just shared, I was asked to MC, which was kind of came out of the blue. What have you been asked to do that's kind of come out of the blue and you thought, oh, crikey, why are they asking me to do that?
Well, many, many, many years ago, the Women's Club, the Junda Club, asked me to join them and be a speaker, which absolutely blew me away because I was just busy being a working mum and didn't sort of think about anything. So that's one of them. But I think the most recent one that blew me away was you asking me to do this radio show.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I speak so terribly and I burble on like a little goldfish. So I was really quite surprised.
Well, you see, that was perfect, isn't it? Because that's what the show's about, just burbling on about whichever we want to do.
I know.
And that's why I thought you were perfect.
Well, I can be so unconventional too. You're quite good at
it. I know, I do. And for our listeners out there, I do have to curb her every so often. Something gets thrown across the studio just to... Because I know she's about to say something naughty, and I've got to read her quite well like that. So something gets thrown across to her to
Hey, now we're
her.
Talking about freedom of speech here, which is... Very much the topic of the day.
Oh, so I hear. Doesn't the ACT Party say we're being... Was it the ACT Party? I don't know. I read something in the Herald a few weeks ago. Was it the ACT Party saying something like... our freedom of speech has been taken away from us.
Yes, they're wanting to stop all laws and reduce a few laws and bring it back to where you're a little bit freer in what you can say, and just because you... talking normally to somebody, you can't be... I mean, I quite agree with them. I think it's just gone too far. It had to have some sort of restriction on it, stopping the hate speech and the indoctrinations of large groups of people, but it just, as usual, went too far. They don't know when to stop. And, of course, then you get all the PC people. Shall we start on that? You know, all the PC people that want to take every single thing... that you say.
I know, and I can't see how PC going from a blackboard to a whiteboard is PC.
That reminds me of one of my most beautiful, beautiful friends. Unfortunately, he died about 8 years ago, but he is my dearest friend. I miss him dearly even today. And I've always said that he is my big, black and beautiful friend. Well, it's so funny the number of people go, oh, how terrible. That's such a terrible... It is not. He's big, black and beautiful, and I'm going to say it till the day I die.
Yeah, and it's a description of somebody. I mean, how else do you say it? Do you say, well, I'm big and white?
Mm.
You know, because it just... Well, I'm white, you know. So it is interesting, isn't it, how we kind of... Those words have become... Oh, can you use them? Can't you use them? When actually that's just a fact. It's an observation. It's true. That's just what it is. Yeah.
And voicing an opinion about something is being classed as being, well, that's racist, and it's not racist at all in any form. It's just having an opinion. If they are being racist, then I agree. But all of that's just gone way too far.
And I think you're right, because there is a fine line between hate speech, which I think is absolutely, I agree that that's absolutely wrong. But to have an opinion about something, everybody has an opinion about something, you know, and we're all different and we all think differently. And I agree with that. That's okay, you know, but allow my opinion.
I think so. And the danger of suppressing people from being able to voice their opinion and voice their views is is that you end up with clubs and organisations who go underground and go secret, and we don't even know they exist until all of a sudden they do something horrific. And that to me is part of the whole thing.
And I think, you know, it's about critical thinking as well too, and I think we encourage, you know, our children to have an opinion, to be able to say that, and maybe what we have neglected to teach them maybe is that difference between having an opinion and then saying being racist or discriminatory. Who knows? But it just seems to have gone too far, I think. Yeah.
Totally.
And it's important that we do have freedom of speech. I totally agree with that. Yeah. Mm. It's a biggie, that one.
Right.
What are you? You're writing about. See, you've been at that nightclub too long.
I know. I'm so tired. I need to go home and have some sleep. But I've got another couple of hours of work to do. Yet. I'm too old to party all night long.
I'm glad you said that because I was about to say that in your place. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to let you go home and have a sleep. And I think we'll probably leave it. We'll just throw some music on, eh?
Oh, let's do that.
I'm brain dead today.
I'm totally brain dead. That's what happens.
But you'll never stop boogieing.
Never.
That I know. For our listeners out there, we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
Voice because I'm a Kiwi trying to make it rapping internationally. About it at the show.
Sugars, brought to you by Delacro Communication. Delacro.co.nz.